And we are back with Lisa Waters Lane in the studio. She comes each week with your garden questions. Just what are other gardeners talking about in the local gardens? Just what's top of mind? So we try to share that because I think there's wisdom to be gleaned from learning from others. That's partly gardening. So Lisa, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Lots going on. Spring, it's been unload semi after semi. I was talking to a buddy of mine in Louisiana. He's got three garden centers there. And, I talked to him at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And he looked tired. I went, man, what's going on? And he says, well, we just don't know that 8 semis. Ooh. So I'm going, he's a big garden center.
Yeah.
And lots of garden centers. So I went, oh, gosh. Is it happening for you in Louisiana? And they're about 2-3 weeks ahead of us. Mm-hmm. He goes, yeah, it's happening. It's busy. So I always talk to friends in a zone or two warmer.
See what
they'll tell you. It's going to be a bad spring or it's going to be a great spring. Order more, get more stuff. They're buying fruit trees this year. Bring it. So anyway,
yeah,
Ben's okay. A good friend.
Yes.
What kind of garden questions we got this week?
Well, sure. People are definitely back out in their yards looking at things. So Ellen, she lives out Williamson Valley, out in that part of the Prescott area. She's noticed that a lot of the oaks are turning brown. She wants to know, is there something wrong with them? Is there something, the disease, all that kind of stuff.
So oaks, so those folks new to the area. This is a standard thing that happens. Yes, they are evergreen scrub oaks, evergreen emery oaks, or evergreen, what's the other one?
White oak.
There's several, all the native oaks, they're evergreen, except when the new buds form in spring. So the new leaves are starting to form. And so as that new leaf bud forms, it shoots off or sheds last year's leaves. So yes, they're evergreen, but they're really not. Their autumn season is right now. So they're losing that leaf. It'll only be a flash. It'll be like a few days. And then as soon as it sheds that leaf, a new one comes right on. So don't worry. To have yellow oaks this time of year is very common. And every year we get the same question. So it's all right, Ellen, it's all right. What you can do, so oak, our native oaks are more of a bluey color. So bluey, is that even a word?
I don't think
bluish.
So. Isn't that a cartoon? Blue,
so blue color. So if you want to bring out that blue color, fertilize it. Use the 744 all-purpose plant food right now as it's yellowing, and you will have the most beautiful, intense Arizona blue on your oaks. I mean, it'll be noticeable. I mean, if you really want to have the blue come out, give them some all-purpose plant food. It's a granular organic food, and give it some aluminum sulfate at the same time. Oh my gosh. They'll literally glow in the dark. I don't know, literally. Darn close to it. It'll feel like they're glowing. They'll pick up the moonlight and go woo, woo, woo. So, but that mainly fertilize them. They're native, so it doesn't take a lot, but a little bit goes a long ways for your oaks. So it's very, very common.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it truly is. All right, next question is from Justin. He wants to know, is it time to fire up the irrigation? And he says, most of my trees and shrubs are 3 to 4 years old. Perfect. How often should I be running that system?
Yeah, so we kind of opened with that. So irrigation is time. So April, you start turning on your irrigation every year. So, and I gave the indication. So as the plants leaf or bloom, or we reach 70 degrees, any of those three markers, if it leafs, if it blooms, or it's 70 degrees, that's your cue. Never have to ask again. Turn the irrigation on. It's going to be in April always. And so for this central part of Arizona. Okay, how often do you water it? That was the real question. So I'd turn it on by hand and just let it run through a full cycle. Then I would turn it on a second time just to do some maintenance to it. So run it so you can see where the wet spots are. If you just run it for a few minutes, you can't tell. Where is that irrigation? Where is the head on this thing? If you run it for a full, full cycle, whatever that normally is, and then you go back and turn it on, all of a sudden you'll see the wet spot, which will help guide you through to where the emitter is. You can see, Do I have streams of water shooting all over the yard? Do I have cracked elbows that on the main distribution line? Are the spaghetti heads, the spaghetti tubing, or the finer quarter-inch lines? Is the emitter there, or did the pack rats eat that off? You'll need some tune-up. Don't just turn it on. Turn it on and tune it up. It's really easy to replace a head. It's like 49 cents. Cut it off with some scissors, stick a new one in, you're set. Even the elbows or tees, sometimes I'll have water settle in ours, and it just is frozen, it cracked. So it didn't blow off. It just it's leaking. It should be leaking there. And so if you see it leaking, we'll just replace it. It's a $1.50 part. It takes a set of pruners and just slip them in. It's really easy to maintain. Mm-hmm. And then you turn it on. Now, the real question, after you tuned it up, about once a week, your trees and shrubs, 2-3 years old, you are established. So the roots have gone from the bucket of the plant. They're now extended out. They probably tripled in size since you planted those back 3-4 years ago. And now you should be able to take the pressure off. What you might do is tune up or extend or expand those emitters, because now all of a sudden the plant is also twice the size. The roots are bigger. So the roots mirror that upper section, upper branch structure or drip line of the plant. You might have to actually take those two emitters right at the base of that tree or shrub and maybe put a T in there and put three emitters or four emitters, just double down and bring it out a little bit further out around that drip line of that plant so it keeps it healthy. So the feeder roots of a plant are always at the outer tips of that drip line. They're not at the base. The trunk has a big anchoring, kind of barky. They're just there to hold the tree or shrub upright. They're not there to take in moisture or food. Those are fine root hairs further out in the drip line. So you want to put that emitter head out where the plant can pick up the water. Mm-hmm. Did we answer all that?
That's trees and shrubs. I think so. And I don't think you can emphasize enough how important it is to actually do some maintenance on your irrigation. Yeah. I mean, every year I get customers come in, something died because it was clogged or overwatered because it didn't have a head. So super important to do that.
I was talking to a customer after the class last weekend. She said, I'm having my irrigation put in. I don't want to see any of that hardware. I said, well, yeah, you know, I would bury all the main lines, but I really do like to see my emitter head. I want to see where that thing's popping up so I can see it running. I physically want to run the system and see it dripping for maintenance-wise, because sometimes contractors will bury it under the ground and it will run underground.
But you don't know.
But you don't know when sails and slugs have clogged up earwigs, lay their eggs inside that tiny orifice, or if gophers ate the tip off or something happened, it just blew off the end. You just don't know. I want to see it physically there. I'll kind of tuck it where I don't see all the hardware. I don't want to see hardware either. But I do want to see the emitter head so I can watch it running for my own knowledge.
Yeah. All right. I think we got time for one more. So Sharon has three pinion pines on her property. Two look good. One not so good. It's kind of turning brown needles. It looks like it's lost some of its coloring. Yeah. She wants to know, is there hope for it?
Where's she at again?
She just says Prescott.
Prescott, okay. You need to bring in a sample immediately. Yeah, that plant is at risk of dying if you don't get a sample in here. I'm guessing you've got pinion pine scale. We can identify it in a flash. We can give you a quick lesson on what to look for. But with that yellowing one, actually all three of them, if you got it on one, it's just a matter, it'll spread to the other two. Just you've got some issues. Not personally.
Your that's gonna
pinion
say
pines
personally.
Have issues. You need to fertilize them with 744 all-purpose plant food. And more importantly, you need to put some tree and shrub drench. It's a bug preventer that gets rid of the scale. So my guess is you're going to see dots on those on the needles that are scales, and it's causing this, it's sucking the plant dry. So you're seeing this yellowing, very critical, and it can it just decimates your pine. You're in risk. Bring a sample in. Anyone that's got brown on their pine trees, bring a sample in right away. We are out of time. Ken and Lisa Lane, the Mountain Gardeners. Be right back.